Good morning, Happy New Year, and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. U.S. futures are indicating a flat to slightly higher open to start the new year. The dollar is firmer versus the Japanese yen and euro, softer versus the sterling. Bond yields are higher, with the U.S. 10-year up 6 basis points at 3.94% and the Bund 10 basis points higher at 2.11%. Oil is up, gold is firmer, industrial metals are mixed. Asian equities ended mixed on Tuesday, with the Hang Seng starting the year with a steep sell-off. European indices opened in positive territory. Covering global headlines, a powerful earthquake hit off the Noto Peninsula on Japan's northwest coast, with reports of at least 30 dead. Red Sea tensions are rising after the U.S. Navy sank 3 Houthi boats, prompting Maersk to halt shipping for 48 hours and Iran to dispatch a destroyer to the area. On the macro data front, PMIs in focus. December S&P Global PMIs for Asia, excluding China and Japan, showed manufacturing slowing as production and new orders both fell while input prices rose. In China, PMI data was mixed, with official manufacturing PMI in contraction for the third straight month and shrunk at the fastest pace in 6 months, while Kaijin manufacturing PMI beat expectations and rose to a four-month high in December. Singapore's fiscal year 23 GDP rose 1.2% year-over-year, beating expectations. And moving to Europe, Eurozone's final manufacturing PMI was revised up from the flash reading, while Eurozone M3 money supply growth came in largely in line with expectations. On today's U.S. macro calendar, November construction spending. On the corporate front, ASML confirmed that the Dutch government partially revoked its export licenses for some lithography systems. And Baidu terminated a $3.6 billion agreement to buy Joy's live streaming business in China. Asian equities ended mixed on Tuesday. The Hang Seng started the year with a steep sell-off, falling more than 1.5%, while mainland China markets also finished lower. Taiwan, India, and Singapore also fell. Australian markets ended within a whisker of a record high. Korea and several Southeast Asian exchanges also finished higher. Japanese markets were closed for a holiday. In regional news, Kyoto reported on an earthquake of magnitude 7.6, which hit a wide area on the Sea of Japan coast Monday afternoon. Authorities reported no major abnormalities at nuclear power plants, but a special tsunami warning was issued, but it was later downgraded. While the tremor was felt in much of the country, there was no mention of notable damage to major urban areas. European equity markets have opened higher to begin the new year. In regional news there, surveys of economists published in the FT and London Times showed the UK economy will only experience very sluggish growth in the coming year. But the Bank of England will not rush into cutting rates. The UK economy is at risk of a technical recession, and the majority anticipate growth between 0 and 1%. And while the BOE is set to cut rates this year, economists predict less easing than the market is pricing in. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. Market Preview for Tuesday, January 2nd, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.